Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Sister Vivian, would you press one? Press one. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 All right, we got you online. Good morning, Sister Vivian. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. God bless you this morning.
God bless you too. How you feeling?
I'm doing wonderful, praise God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. We're glad you're on. We're praying. Hallelujah. So if you all could pray silently while I pray aloud, I appreciate it. Thank you, Lord. And so, Father, we just bless you today. We honor you as the great King, the great Lord God Almighty, oh, the one who put the stars at night to shine, and they obey you, the one who made the moon to shine at night, and it obeys you. It comes out just the time you set it for, or the one who put the sun in the sky, and you set it to come on time, and it obeys you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the clouds. When you have different clouds, they all obey you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you created us in your image, Father God. And man, your Korabaka sometimes is stubborn and rebellious. Sometimes we disagree with you. Sometimes we just don't want to do what you say. Sometimes we're disobedient. So, Father God, we come to repent this morning. You said, who can know his errors? We don't know our error of our ways, all of them, oh God. And sometimes we do, but we just want to do what we want to do. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. Oh, Father God, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Remove stubborn, rebellious ways from us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to obey you as never before. Help us, oh God, to count it our joy to obey you, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be strengthened by you. We thank you that your joy is our strength, and we love you, oh Lord, our strength. We thank you this morning, oh God, that you are calling us to a higher call, in you, Christ Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you that it's not business as usual, but we thank you, oh God, for your mighty, holy, righteous ways. We thank you, Father God, that we can call on your name as never before. We thank you, Father God, that we are dressed right, that we have on your whole armor, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girded about with truth. We thank you, Father God, that we can call on your name and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you, Father God, we have on and we keep on the belt of truth. We thank you, Father God, we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. We thank you, Father, that we are truly dependent upon you. We cannot make it without you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we are leaning on your understanding. Our understanding get us in the wrong, the wide path, but we are determined to stay on the straight and narrow path. We thank you for shining the way for us, being that light for us, Father God, in a dark place, shining your light on us, on Bible Story Land, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that we can call on your name morning, noon, and night, and we can ask you, Abba, Father, for direction. When we don't know the way, you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. Oh, Father God, we need life and abundant life. We need that Zoe life, that life that you put in us, oh God, that life, oh God, that keeps us going on your path, that straight and narrow path. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the rod that keeps us from straying off of your path, even correcting us when we need correction, oh God, because of the great love you said in the name of Jesus, you correct those that you love, oh God. You chasten those that you love. So we thank you for the chastisement, oh God. We thank you for the peace. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, oh God. And we honor you this morning as never before. Oh, we give Mokorabakache. We give you the room that you need today, Father God. Have your way on Bible Storyland as never before, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for enlarging our territory, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God, that you are the great and mighty King. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are the one who we can call on in the middle of the night when someone else's line may be busy or they cannot come. Mokorabaka, when we need them, you are here. You promised to never leave us, and you are not a man that you should lie. You are always with us. You never forsake us. You are always here for us, oh God. And so, Father God, break off everything from our lives, any limitations and restrictions placed on us by the evil spirits in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, Father God, that we can bind and cast off all python and constrictor spirits in the name of Jesus. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our coast, oh God. Let your hand be with us, oh God, and keep us from evil. Cast us. Mokorabaka out and Yokorabaka and enlarge our borders, oh God. Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders, and I thank you for doing so, God. Enlarge our hearts so we can run the way of your commandments, Father God. Father, it is our heart's desire to please you, oh God. Oh, Father God, our mouth is enlarged over our enemies. Enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity, oh God. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are an awesome God, and we honor you as never before. Lord, oh God, and thank you, oh God, that you are increasing us more and more and more and more and our children. Oh, Father God, let your kingdom and your government increase in our lives. Let us increase in the knowledge of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bless us and increase us in the name of Jesus. Let us increase exceedingly in the name of Jesus. Let us increase with the increase of you, O God. Let us increase and abound in love. Let us increase in greatness and comfort us on every side, O God. Let us increase in wisdom and stature, O God. Let us increase in strength and confound our adversaries, O God. Let your grace and your favor increase our lives, Father God. Let the years of our lives be increased in the name of Jesus. Let your word increase in our lives. Bless us in all our increase. Let us, Mokorabaka, increase in our giving and tithes, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let our letter in greatly increase, O God. Let us grow in grace and in knowledge of you, O Lord Jesus. We flourish like a palm tree, grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Let our faith grow exceedingly. The breaker is gone up before us and broken through every limitation and every barrier of the enemy. In Jesus' name, Lord, you are the God. You are God of the breakthrough. You have broken forth against Mokorabakashe. You have broken forth against our enemies. Our branches run, and every wall erected by the enemies. Our branches run over every wall erected by our enemies. We can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Let our line go through all the earth and our words to the end of the world. In Jesus' name, we are joint heirs with you, Christ Jesus. Give us the heathen for our inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth for our possession. So we thank you, O Lord, for being with us on Bible Storyland this morning. We honor you as the great King in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you honor your word above your name, and so do we. So Father God, in Psalm 47, we give you a hand clap of praise. All ye people, shout unto God with the praise of triumph. For Lord, you are the Most High. You are terrible. You are the great King over the earth. You shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Bible Storyland this morning. It is Family Day. We are honoring families as never before. We are honoring entire families, fathers, mothers, boys, girls, our youth, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. And Yokorabakashe, we thank the Lord for you all being on with us this morning. And, you know, prayer brings on change. You ever been praying for something and all of a sudden the answer came? You said, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for hearing and answering that prayer. And so this morning, you know, I'm going to pray from my Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, Prayers That Bring Change. She has a prayer in here for housewives to do warfare. Now, whether you're a housewife or whether you're a working woman or a working man, you know, we can do warfare. We can do warfare on the job. We can do warfare in the church. We can do warfare in our car. We can do warfare on the street. In Walmart, we can do warfare. Wherever we are, we can do warfare. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for this prayer. It says, Father, I thank you for teaching my hands to do war. Well, I don't know about you, but I take it personally. I think Father God's talking to me today. I thank you, Father God, that our entire household is saved and covered with the blood of Jesus. As a handmaiden of the Lord, we present our bodies unto you as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. I thank you that according to Jael, that the anointing of Jael is heavy upon our lives. The same anointing that was on Ruth as a virtuous woman of God is upon our lives. We draw from the spiritual legacy of Proverbs 31 woman. This legacy says that we are women of war. So we thank God for us being women of war. We are women of wealth, substance, and the riches, and a force not to be reckoned with, because our strength is in our God. We will not fear the enemies who cross the threshold of our house. We welcome every challenge that has been manifested in our household so that it can be dealt with expediently. No longer will spirits linger around our house over our head. Our households are free indeed. We are not afraid to confront the hidden secrets and the enemies that lie in wait against us. We possess the tent peg and the hammer in the spirit, and the enemy will be killed in our home. There is no compromise between our enemies and us. We cast the spirit of compromise out of our household. As the enemy enters our home, we cover him with the mantle of the blood of Jesus to prepare him for destruction. Every enemy against our household will be judged and destroyed. The spirit of Deborah in our lives has already been declared. The angels are lined up over our situation, and we already have victory. When the enemy asks us for water, we will give him milk. When the enemy asks us to bear false witness, we will speak the truth. We are anointed to kill the enemy softly. Just as 2 Corinthians 10 commands, we are in readiness to punish every insubordinate spirit that would exalt itself above the knowledge of our God. We stand before our God with a nail in one hand and a hammer in the other. We stand under the apostolic authority of spiritual leadership and our husband. And if you are not married, Jesus is our husband. We bind the power over every Caesarea that would try to hide in our home. Our confession is that every intruder is subject to the authority Jesus has given us over his head. We renounce every spirit that is territorially assigned to us as women. For the spirit of Athiela, to the spirit of Vashti, we renounce your very presence. We renounce the residue of the skull, the hand, and feet of Jezebel. And we say that all doors to manipulation and control are closed in our lives. We have authority in our hands to crush the enemy and his seed. We draw from the anointing of the enmity that God has placed in us. We are combat-ready women of God, and our spirit is alert against the wiles of the devil. Every arrow by day and terror by night must bow to to the authority of Jesus Christ. We are called to speak with new tongues, cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, and take up and tread upon serpents. Treading on serpents makes a path for the gifts of the Spirit to flow fluently in the earth realm so that God's kingdom can come. Father, we proclaim that thy kingdom has come and thy will be done. As for us and our homes, we will serve you, O Lord. Thank you for teaching our hands to war. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas. Karen Itell, that faithful woman of God who comes on weekly to pray, to play songs of praise unto our King, the King of Kings. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing wonderful.
Is it chilly in Houston?
A little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
Yes, yeah, chilly here too. But it was cold yesterday morning, but it warmed up so nice yesterday.
And I'm going to do a song called In God Alone.
In God Alone?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready. God alone. You know, that's all we need is God. We need God in this hour more than ever before. We need God alone. You know, sometimes when the enemy come up against us, I don't know about you, but I can't call my friends sometimes because they're not available. But I could call on the Most High God. He's always available. In God alone, you know, we can conquer all kind of things in God alone. So we got to call on the Most High God and depend on him as never before. Oh, we got to call on him morning, noon, and night. You know he's waiting for us. He is waiting for us to call on him. He said you can call on him 24/7, and he's always available. God alone. I thank you for that song, Sister Karen. We thank God for you. She's faithful to come out weekly. And you know what? We have another let me see, she was on here a minute ago, Sister Jackie. She's gone off for the moment, but she'll be back on. Sister Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida, woman of God. She's going to be singing for us. So I thank God for all that he's doing on our behalf in this hour. Well, let me see, we have another great woman of God on with us today. You know, like I said, today is family day, and we're honoring family. Today we have a guest speaker all the way from Louisiana on with us. And I've never met her before, but I know her by the Spirit. She's my prayer partner. We pray as often as we can for the children all over the world. You know, so much is happening to our children, and we got to bend the knee, you know, bend the knee wherever we are, in the grocery store. You know, when I say bend the knee, I'm talking about in the spirit. Now, you could bend the knee at your house, you know, by really getting on your physical knees, but we got to keep our children undergirded in prayer. We got to pray for our children 24/7. You know, what if you say, oh, Lord, I'm tired, and everybody say, oh, Lord, I'm tired, and then our children are not covered. So many of them are getting killed. Father God said in his word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven, seek his face like never before. He will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. We got to obey God. I don't care how tired we are. Sometimes God wake me up in the middle of the night, I'll be tired. But I have to pray. Pray. I don't know about you, but I'm an intercessor. I'm called to pray, to stand on the wall. And this woman of God, she is called to pray, intercede. She's an intercessor, a prayer warrior, an evangelist, and a woman of the word. So, you know, almost every time I say, Sister Vivian, would you come on and speak to the people about what God is putting in your heart, she always ready. She always had the word. We welcome Sister Vivian George to Bible Storyland today. We, you know, we're happy that she joined us, and you know, she always got an awesome word from the Lord. How are you this morning, Sister Vivian?
I'm wonderfully, praise God. He just so good to us this morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, what's the weather like in the New Orleans area?
Well, it's warmed up. It's been chilly, but a little cool this morning, but it's warming up for the weekend.
Amen. Well, we're ready to hear that awesome word that you have prepared for us from the throne room this morning.
Amen.
That guy has a place.
Praise God, praise God. My name is Evangelist Vivian George. I have a show on every Sunday night at 7 p.m., 1-714-409-0578. 1-714-409-0578. You can hear me every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Blog, and it's God's favorite radio program. I do reach out to hurting people and families that are going through difficult times. This morning I heard in the spirit this song, and I'm a little hoarse this morning, but pray with me because we ought to pray one ye for another. And it's Jesus paid it all. Praise God. And I'm just going to do one verse and go into the scripture. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. Praise God. Praise God this morning. Praise God. This morning I want to talk about build relationships that circumstances cannot destroy. Build. When you start out in marriages or friendships and knowing that you want to get married or whatever, learn how to build on relationships that circumstances will not destroy. Why? Because testing and trials are going to come. They are known to come. The Bible say they're going to come. So that's why we have to build on strong relationships. That when the devil comes, the enemy comes, he will not destroy you. You can't build a relationship on a false love. It's got to be genuine. God is genuine. He's not false. He's a good God. He's a perfect God. And he told us to be ye perfect. And he told us to be also holy as he is holy. So we must learn how to build on everlasting relationships. I know people say, oh, there's a time and a season for a relationship for us to be friends and then we depart. But if it's a true and a genuine relationship, love is forever. And I think sometimes the church get off on the wrong foot and they say, oh, well, I think it's time for you to depart out of my life. You know, I love you so much, I don't ever want to depart from anybody. Because that's the love of Christ. Christ never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Oh, my God. See, I get caught up when it comes to a relationship, a true relationship, a love relationship. I know what love is, an agape love that will never, never depart from us. We're going to look at Ruth chapter 1, and it reads as thus. And we're going to look at verse 2, start at verse 2. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi. And the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites, and Bethlehem Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. There's a separation. The Bible says that when two people are joined together, let no man separate them until death, and you're repeating your vows until death do us part. So her husband died. And it left the two sons, my God. And they took wives of women of Moab. Now the sons have departed from her. Get the picture, get the picture, get the picture where the separation comes. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other one was Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. Death. Do you understand where I'm coming from, how things separate us, how it should separate us, but we in the flesh want to separate it our ways. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. She lost her sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-laws, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was and her two daughter-in-laws with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-laws, go return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them and lifted up her voice and wept. There are going to be times you're going to have to shed some tears. There are times when you will hurt so bad. But we still is not going to let anything separate us from the love of God. And as they said to her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. For I am old and have an husband. If I should stay, I have hope. If I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husband? Nay, my daughter, for it grieves me much for your sake that the land of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. There is some weeping in this life. Okay. Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth prayed to her. There is a love, or should be a love inside of you to cleave, especially when you are planning on marriage and when you are married. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For wherever thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Let me say to you this morning, the testing and trials will come. There will be many testing and trials in your life. Be prepared. You don't know what they're going to be like. You don't know how they're going to come. But you must know, this thing you must know in your spirit, that testings are going to come. Trials is going to come. Letdowns are going to come. We looked at them had famine came, as we just read. Famine came. There are times, maybe in your life, that you may be to your life, to your last. But if you have a true and a genuine love on the inside of you, you will stick together. You will not leave your husband. The husband will not leave his wife. Their children will cling. There will not be anger and bitterness and wrath. Let's look at Romans. Chapter 8, verse 34 through 39. Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again? Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? You got to recognize who is making intercession for you when you are going through your darkest hours. Praise God. Who shall separate? You need to ask yourself. If you are a true woman and man or child of God, you should ask yourself daily. I love this scripture. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or pearl, or sword? As it is written, for thy sakes, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. We are accounted as sheep. The devil is in to steal, to kill, and destroy you. That's his aim. Praise God. He is. He wants to slaughter everything in your life to make you feel worthless. Worthless. That you don't feel like going on, that you just can't go on, that you want to commit suicide, that you nobody loves you. That's his aim. So he's going to go at your weakest points, and he's going to throw his dart at your weakest points. That's why God tells us to be built up in the word daily, to praying in season and out of season daily. Let's go on. Praise God. Nay, all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us. Us. See, there's a us comes in there. But people don't want to keep that us there. They want to get into me. I'm not going to be a friend of them anymore because of what they've done to me. Where is the love? And we're going to look at love in this message. Where we saw how Ruth loved Naomi so much that she didn't want to depart from her. Not any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We know that. Our Lord, praise God. Our Lord is love. Jesus is love. And see, I think if we could ever get down inside of us how much Jesus loves us, because we'll never be able to comprehend it. We'll be able to comprehend others and put up with others. Well, I don't have to put up with her ways. Well, Jesus is putting up with you. And who are you? If you really know who you are, your love will spread wings like an eagle and just love, love in spite of, and forgive, and forgive, and forgive, and forgive, and forgive, and forgive, and go on and love, and love, and love. Because there's no end to love. That's why I'm saying that. There's no end to love. Praise God. Let's go on. There should be sweet beginnings and sweet endings. The family of Elimelech tested by famine. There was a testing of famine, but they didn't let nothing separate him. You may have lost a job and things, may have dealt you some rough times, but still, you don't let nothing destroy your relationship with your husband, your children. I'm telling you, I have been tested. And I know many of you that are listening are going through testings or have been testing. But I am speaking to you this morning. Don't let nothing separate you. Praise God. And your family. Hold tight to your family. I fight for my family. And if my family was listening this morning, they will tell you, I am the oldest of 8 children. And I have said to them many times, if it wasn't for the love in my heart, the sister-in-laws and the brother-in-laws and things that have come in, it would cause us to separate. But I am determined to let nothing. My mother and father has been gone for many, many years. But I am determined to let nothing separate me from my sisters and brothers. I'm going to love them. I don't care. One might make a mistake and hurt my feelings. I don't care. I'm going to love my sister. I'm going to love my family. God created the family in the beginning. God created the family. Man, woman. And then he gave them children. Yes, they might separate and go their separate ways when they get older. But I don't ever want to live a life in this life where I'm not speaking to my sons or my daughters or my sisters or my brothers. I have a cousin, first cousin. She and her brother haven't spoken in almost 20 years. That thing hurts me. I would dare not want to go through this life not speaking to my blood. So if they can get like that by not speaking to sisters and brothers, what you think about me? I don't know what occurred, and it really doesn't matter, but I pray for them that they can break that evil spirit, that demonic spirit that has separated them. And many people are like that. I come in contact with many people that say that they are not speaking to their sisters, family members. It hurts me. It hurts me to know that. The next one is sweet beginning, the temporary safety and success. Don't look at things temporal. Love is an everlasting relationship. The sons of their marriage, the sons of Naomi and Abimelech, she still loved them, even though they went on and got wives. And her daughter-in-laws loved her as well. Your children is going to take flight and leave. One family member may be taken away. Uh-oh. Look at Job. It's a mighty example. Job lost all his family members, everything that he had. He lost it. Even the flesh fell from his bones. But Job did not give up on his love for God. Job trusted God. I mean, the Bible is a great plan for our lives, how we are to live our life in total victory. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. The test of lasting relationship we saw between Oprah and Ruth. Ruth said, I won't leave you. But guess what? Ruth said that, and then here came Boaz. It still made Naomi happy. Naomi didn't get angry because Ruth went on with Boaz. Come on. Sometimes friends get angry because if you promised you were going to stay here with me. We got our petty ways. And now you done found you a man, now you gone, let me. Oh, come on. Let's praise God and bless one another for what God has done. Our relationship with God, Jesus and Holy Spirit, is one. We are to be one in the Spirit, then we can walk in oneness with one another in love. Praise God. Relationship with friends and neighbors. What shall separate us? What shall separate you from your neighbor? We got many neighbors that are not speaking. Come on, somebody. We shouldn't let money and wealth separate us. Just because you got more than the other one and you get so high-minded that you don't want to, you look down on the poor. I don't never want to forget the poor. Pray for the poor every day. I don't care what you got, how big you are, how low you are. I'm still right there with you. Advisors. We ought to be advising people, helping people, leading whatever God has want us to do. We should not let misunderstandings stand in our way. There are always misunderstandings. I won't ever understand everything that God wants me to do. And I know that there are some things I might not agree with Sister Coretha. And I don't know of anything yet. I'm just saying it like that. There may be some things I might not agree. But I don't let that misunderstanding separate us, what I'm saying. Don't let misunderstanding separate you from the love. Because, you know, I'm pushing this because God say, how can you love me? And the first thing people say, oh, I love God. But how can you say you love God when you don't love them whom you see every day? Hardships is another one. When you go through hardships in life, you cannot let hardships separate you. Love is everlasting. Hardships going to come and go. Come on, somebody. Yes. Sickness and death. Sickness is going to come. You marry for the richer or poor through sickness and health. When you're going to get married, you put it in your mind before you even make it to the altar, and you start going to God before you get there and say, Lord, I'm going into this thing, God, and I don't want anything to separate me from my mate. See, we're going into marriage head on, and they ain't even looking to what God said do. If we go in there with a mind that knowing things are going to happen, we'll go through it with sweet beginnings. Praise God. May all these things shall, as we read in Romans, all these things shall not separate me from the love of God. You know what love is? And during the month of February, I stayed on the whole month of love. You can go back and listen to every program every month. But when it summed it all up at the end of the month, love, Jesus is love. Love suffers long. That means you have to be patient with me. Did you hear it? Love suffers long. So if I'm married to you, are you getting married to somebody, or are you already married, you got to learn that how to be patient with the other person. Love is kind. How is your attitude toward the other person? How is your attitude? See, you got to check yourself in the family life or in struggles in family life. Love envies not, does not want that belong to others. Don't be envious of somebody else because they have a good marriage and your marriage is not up to par. You love that person in what they have in their marriage, and God will fix yours. Love wants not itself. Is never a braggart. Love is not puffed up. It's not prideful. Love does not behave itself unseemly. It is forgetful of self and thoughtful of others. I think about this every day. God said, oh, no man, nothing but love. Oh, your mate, your family friends, your the people in the church, wherever you go, wherever your feet shall try, oh, no man, nothing but love. Don't get into that selfish mood of me. Well, they didn't do this for me and me and me. If you could get out of yourself, come on, somebody, you need to get out of yourself this morning because you want this thing to be about you and it's not going to be. Love seeks not its own, unselfish. Love is not easily provoked. Oh, my God, you hurt my feelings. Love is not easily provoked. Get off yourself. I'm trying to get you out of yourself this morning. It is not embittered by abuse, insult, or injury. Oh, my God. Yes, I got hurt in the church. I done left that church because I comes in there all the time. I got hurt. I got my feelings hurt. I didn't like what the pastor did. I didn't do this. I didn't like that. I didn't like this. Look, listen to yourself. Listen, listen, listen to the eyes. Eyes get you in trouble. Love thinks no evil. Take not account of evil. Don't hold on to evil thoughts. Love rejoices not in iniquity. Never gossip about the misdeeds of others. Love rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. It takes the kindest views of all men. Look at the good in people, not the bad. People, you know, people will throw up your past instead of looking at your future. My Lord. Jesus don't look at your past. Know who you are. Jesus don't look at. He said, I have thrown your sins into the sea of forgiveness, never to remember them anymore. So don't let people wash your face in your past. You got a future. Hey, yes, you have a future. Go on and look at the future. Hope in the things that God has for you in the future. Love hopes all things. Keep believing for the best. Keep believing for the best in your marriage, in your home, for someone. Don't look at them to fail. Look for somebody to fail. Don't say, oh, I know that he or she was not going to make it. No, we're going to pray that each other is going to make it. We're going to speak positive in their lives. They shall make it. They will make it. So if God is for them, who can be against them? Praise God. Final phase of love. Love endures all things. Puts up with everything. Did you hear what I said? Love endures all things. My Bible say it puts up with everything. I ain't gonna put up with everything. I'm not gonna put up with it. I don't have to put up with it. If you listen again, the eyes come in. I don't have to put up with her because I didn't do nothing wrong. But the eyes come in. And that's where our pride is failing us. That's where Jesus steps in and said, I have put up with you through everything, and I'm still putting up with you. You are failing God every day. But his love for you is so enormous that he loves you in spite of. And that's why I just tried to sing a little verse of that song this morning. Jesus paid it all. He done died for you and me. He paid it all for you. Did you have to go to a cross and be beaten to the point that he was so badly bruised and beaten and spit up on, and until it was beyond, it just didn't even look like a person. Can you this morning fathom yourself hanging on a cross for everybody's sins? Jesus did. And if Jesus did it for me and you, we should look at ourselves every day as family members, for our children, for our husband, our wives, our associates, our friends, our church members, and whoever we come in contact with. We are here every day, and I repeat this every day, and I sure wish you would too. And I think this helps me every day. The Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but love. And I goes around and I preach this all during the day. And I reminds myself, oh, no man, nothing but love. Don't you owe nobody. Don't go around holding things. If it is, let it be love. Owe them some more love. Pour some more love in there. Love heals all. Love conquers all. I pray that you have a good weekend and that you go and you let this soak in. If you have to listen to Sister Caritha's program over and over again, to let this love relationship soak in with you, that you don't owe no man nothing but love. Just pour in more love. May you have a good weekend. Amen. Thank you, Sister Caritha.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Vivian George from New Orleans, Louisiana. Hallelujah. That was awesome.
I will be leaving for Africa to go and run a revival in Africa the 8th through the 23rd of April. So you all pray for me.
All right. Yes, we will. Well, I thank God for your message this morning. I mean, God really used you. Her title this morning was Build Relationships That Circumstances Cannot Destroy. And, you know, she talked about Ruth and Naomi and how much, you know, they loved each other. And she talked about 1 Corinthians, you know, the chapter on love. And, you know, she just covered so much about love and building relationships and, you know, enduring what we have to go through, you know, putting up with everything. You know, love is something that comes from God. He created marriages. He created marriages for love and for companionship and for procreation, for children to come forth. So we thank you this morning, Evangelist George, for that awesome, powerful message that God gave you this morning. And she said she also has a Blog Talk Radio show every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 1-714-409-0578. It's called God's Favorite. Tune in and listen to her. She has a powerful message from the Lord every time I tune in. So, you know, we laugh sometimes because I tune in and, you know, they have to call me back to say, wake up! The phone is on buzz. It's going off. But, you know, I do so much during the week and I get, you know, I'll be listening to her show. I get so relaxed from listening to that show. I go to sleep. But her messages are powerful. So I thank God for her show. Very powerful woman of God. And we are going to be praying shortly for people. You'll be able to press one in a minute. But you know what? God cares about each one of us. I don't care if you're saved or not. He cares about you. And God said he winked at ignorance one time. But guess what? Not anymore. He wants men and women, children, everywhere to repent and come before him. And, you know, we can't stand before God with all these sins on us. We got to ask forgiveness and so he can make our garments white as snow, spotless. So who can know his errors? We don't know the error of our ways. So I thank God this morning, you know, that God loved us so much that he gave Jesus to die for us. So I want to ask, you know, it's salvation time. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that Christ raised Jesus on the third day from the dead, you can be saved. So is anybody on here this morning? As I look over the phone numbers, I believe that everybody's saved, but they may be connected to somebody who's not. So if you're not saved, press 1. We'll offer you salvation. Okay, looks like everybody said, you know, salvation is a true gift. It is a gift from God. You know, many people, I don't know too many people who turn down a gift now. Few people turn down gifts. So salvation is something, a gift from God. So you know what? Let me tell you something. It's 2013. Christ died over 2,000 years ago, and backsliding is not an option anymore. So if you are backslidden, that means, you know, like she was talking about relationships. Sister Vivian George was talking about relationships. Oh, you know what we need? We need to have a relationship with God. We got to build a relationship with God that circumstances can't destroy. So hold on 1 second. We have Sister Jackie Travis back on with us. She's going to sing a great song from the Lord. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm at work today. I'm on to
Reverend Huggins. Yeah, I'm at work today with Reverend Huggins. I was trying to get him to sing with me, but he's just getting out of the shower, so if we can sing a little bit later, that'll be fine.
All right.
Okay. I'm just listening in. Just be listening in, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
All right, darling.
Okay. As I said, backsliding is not an option. We got to move forward in God. We can't say, well, Lord, you know, like Sister Vivian said, he looked at me cross-eyed in the church. You know, they don't live right over there. They go to church every Sunday. Every time the doors open, they go, but they don't even live right. They're cussing the neighbors out. They rolling their eyes and throwing bricks at the neighbors, you know. But you know, we can't let that stop us. That's what the enemy try to do. His job is to say, you don't have to put up with that. Get out of that relationship. No, you cannot backslide today. You can't hold it against God. You can't say, well, God, I don't like your people. I love you. No. He say you lying. If you say you love him and you don't love his people, he say, how can you see Vivian every day and you hate her? And how can you see Caritha every day and you hate her? But no, you lying. You don't even see me and you say you love me? Oh, no. So God said, we lying. But, you know, we got to be truthful with God. We got to come clean. If we backslid and we say, well, Lord, you know, I used to be closer with you, but, you know, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Father. That's what he wants us to be, to ask him to forgive us when we don't love him enough to study his word. We don't love him enough to take time with him. And we don't love him enough to love his people. Now, you know, if you're having trouble loving somebody, you can say, Lord, I need help loving them. They're hard to love. Don't you know he's going to help us? Can you imagine Jesus loving us? And we, let me tell you something, each one of us ain't easy to love. It's not easy living with another human being. It's not easy, you know, even sometimes being friends with people. You know, you have differences. But you got to not let those differences come between you and relationship. You got to say, Lord, I was angry with you because, you know, this happened. You let so-and-so die. You let me get sick. Whatever it is, you got to forgive God and move on. Don't let anything come between you and God. So backsliding is not an option. Read it in Proverbs 14:14. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. If you need prayer today, press 1 and make your request known before the Lord. Press 1. If you're already on, you can make that request.
I will make a request. There's a prayer clock for a walk to Emmaus in Ireland, and what struck me about that email is that you can pray for people that are in entirely different time zone than we are.
Okay. So we're going to pray for our brothers and sisters in other countries.
Yes, ma'am. We'll do it.
All right. Thank you, Karen. And we're going to also pray for Sister Vivian. She's going to be going back to Africa again this year. You know, she, like I said, she's an evangelist, and God sends her to Africa. He sent her more than once. So I thank God for the call upon her life. You know, he says many are chosen, few are called. So she's chosen to go to Africa. So I'm going to lift her up in prayer. Anyone else? Prayer. Make your prayer request known. Press 1. All right. Looks like all is well. Well, I'm going to be praying for families today. Remember I told you it's family day? Sister Jackie, you ready to sing? Or you need more time? Okay, looks like she may need more time. We'll
just
give her
a
all
little bit more time. I'm just holding on for 1 second.
Okay.
say. All right. All right. Just pray for my people. Pray for all of my senior citizens. I meant to push one. That's why I was trying to push one. Please pray for all of my senior citizens. They're getting so mistreated around this time. I don't know what's going on. But we can pray that off of them, okay? And pray for Miss Harry's eyesight, that she won't lose her eyesight.
Okay.
She's losing her eyesight is going. We don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I don't mean to do any crosstalk, but if that does happen, there's an organization called the American Council of the Blind.
Okay. Thank you, darling. And my other lady's in hospice. She's in hospice. But if you could just say a prayer for her, I appreciate that, too.
Okay.
And just, you know, everything that's going on in Jacksonville with the police officers, with this man in the sinkhole, the world is just changing rapidly. It's just going, everything that's going on, you know. So just pray for the world as a whole. Did my cousin get to come on today?
No, she didn't come on today.
Okay. Got another funeral. Okay, darling. I'll be ready in a little bit, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jackie. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Press one. Prayer time. Prayer request. Make your prayer request known. Okay, well, I'm going to start the prayer. And anybody else who needs prayer, just press one. Father God, we just honor you as the King of Kings. Oh, Father, we are grateful that you are the Most High God. We are grateful that you are King of Kings. And, Father, we thank you that you hearken unto our voice morning, noon, and night, that before we call, you've already answered. So we thank you for the prayers that you've answered even this morning, for every request that was made known unto you. And even those silent requests, oh God, that we have in our hearts that we don't even speak to anybody about, even you, we don't bring them up, but you know that they're there. I thank you, Lord, that you hear and answer in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just lift up Sister Vivian, George, as she prepared to go to Africa, oh God, that great nation, that great continent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, as she prepared to go, that she will have every need met. She will have the more than enough money, more than enough ample supplies, oh God. And Father God, I thank you, oh God, for the people being prepared to hear the word of God that you have put in her heart. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, that you will go before her. You will go with her. And I thank you for that mighty word that you put in her mouth. And Father God, I undergird her in the spirit. And I thank you that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, and every lying demon that rises against her in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the saints of the Most High God. I thank you that you are her Lord and her shepherd, and she shall not want. I thank you, Father God, that when she, Mokorabaka, arrives, they will greet her with love, and they will be happy, Mokorabaka, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that they will be prepared to soak up the word of God like sponges in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, we thank you today in Jesus' name for all that you're doing for Sister Vivian. Keep her healthy and well and strong in you, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for the place to be prepared for her in the name of Jesus. When she arrived there, oh God, that she will be welcomed with much love and honored as a mighty woman of valor, oh God. And we lift up the people in Africa who she's going to minister to. I thank you, Father, and deliverance coming forth, salvation to that area in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God, that you, Makura Bakashe, have prepared her, and you will send her, Makura Bakashe, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I join in agreement with my sister Karen. I lift up my brothers and sisters all over the world, oh God, because, Father God, there is crime and violence all over the world. Things are happening all over the world. And I thank you, Father God, that your family is all over in every continent, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Yokorabaka, Antarctica, Australia, Mokorabaka, Sheke, Orabaka, She. And I thank you, Father God, for your people. Mokorabaka, incidents, accidents from your people as they travel in and out the country, wherever they go, oh God. I thank you for a superabundant supply for your people of love, Mukurabaka, spiritual blessings as well as physical blessings. We pray for the homeless, those who need shelter, in the name of Jesus, those who need food, Makare Keshe, those who need strength in their bodies. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to supply all of their needs through your riches and glory in Jesus' name. And, Father God, I lift up Jackie as she cares, your Korabaka, for your elderly, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you for that ministry where you called her to care for the elderly. And I thank you, oh, God, Makurabaka, that they are covered by the blood. I bind up mistreatment. Oh, Father God, send the authorities in the places where they need to discover what's going on with the senior citizens and all the senior citizens' buildings throughout Jacksonville, the nursing homes, throughout every city in the United States and throughout the world. I declare our seniors will be treated with love and respect and kindness. In Jesus' name, they are protected by the blood of Jesus. And Father God, you know there are many patients in hospice. I thank you for adequate nurses, doctors, caretakers in hospice, oh God. And Father, I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that many people in hospice will be confounded, because you will raise them up out of their beds of affliction, oh God. And many are not appointed to death. Your Korabaka, we speak life and life more abundantly to the hospice patients, oh God. Confound the doctors and the nurses, oh God. Oh God, we pray, Father God, for their rising up. We say, rise up out of your bed of affliction. Take up your bed and walk. Yamakare, I thank you for great, your Korabaka, testimonies coming from many hospice patients. In Jesus' name, your Korabaka. And Father God, your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you, Father God, for us prospering and being in health, even as our soul prospers. I lift up your servant, Mother Henry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know she's been on the battlefield for 91 plus years. And we thank you, oh God, for her health and her strength. And, Father God, you are the God who says that you see. You made the eyes and you see. You made the ears and you hear. So touch Mother Henry's eyes that she may see, that her eyesight may be restored fully, 100%, that she may see 20/20 plus again in Jesus' name. I bind up discouragement. I bind up that downcast spirit in your court of heart from attacking her. You say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I see your praise and who's the help of my countenance and my God. And so, Father, today I lift up husbands and wives and their marriages, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that they will learn that love endures all things. I thank you, Father God, that they will get self out of the way in Jesus' name and that they will not seek their own, but they will seek your Korabaka to love the other person, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, for it. And I thank you, Father God, for relationships being built and not destroyed, that circumstances would not come in to take them out. That they would stay together for death, do the part, those marriages that you have called. Let no man put asunder. And so, Father God, we thank you for every family member being with us on Bible Story Land today. And, Father God, I thank you that we will begin to show love as never before. And, Father, I lift up Jackie, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and her family, her husband and children, God. I thank you, Father God, for blessing her with excellent health and strengthening her body. And I thank you for Mokuramaka healing her in any way she may need healing, oh God. And I thank you that your joy is her strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You there, Sister Jackie? All right, she's still busy. Well, it is closing time on Bible Story Land. And I thank God for each of you. You know, God loves you. You ready? Jackie?
Got 2 minutes. We'll be ready. So when we get them to sit down. We're going to sing us a good song.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for this elderly senior citizen who is a man of God, who's a pastor, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in him and through him. I thank you for the love Jackie has for him. And Lord, this is not just a job for her, but it's a ministry, oh God, where she's reaching those, oh God, that you send her to. And she's helping them, and they love her. They even request her in that area, oh God. So we just thank you today for all that you're doing for Sister Jackie, for the patients that she cares for, oh God. And we thank you for walking with them, talking with them, being a lamp and a light to their pathway in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so, as I said today, it's closing time. Jackie will come on. You come on, Jackie, when you get ready. And you can just start singing. So it's closing time on Bible Storyland. And I want you to know that God loves you so much. He loves you. He loves you. Even when you don't feel his presence, he's there for you. He loves you so much. Even when you feel unloved, when you feel like nobody cares for you, God loves you. He's there for you. He'll always be there for you. God won't ever leave you. He won't ever forsake you. He's there for you. And don't you ever forget it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to speaking to each of you Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, March the 14th, 2013. I look forward to hearing from you. And, you know, God is a good God. This morning, he's allowed about 10 different people to come on. Right now, we have 7 callers. I thank God for each of you who come on. I thank God for the encouragement and the love that you show to every one of us on Bible Storyland. I'm asking you to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And, you know, show God's love to everybody you come in contact with. Everybody, you know, even if it's a smile or a nod of the head or good morning or good afternoon, that's love. That's the love of God. You know, people just want to be acknowledged to know that, you know, you saw them. And when I was growing up, we all loved one another in our neighborhoods. We could leave your door open. People come. You know, if you were sick, people come bring your family soup, or they come wash the clothes. That's love. They call you. You know, we didn't all have phones, but they call each other over the fence. Well, how Miss Susie doing today? What she need? Well, she needs somebody to watch the children. She got a doctor's appointment. She needs somebody to carry her. That's love. You know, we need to get back to the old-time way of showing love. That's love. Forget about ourselves. Say, oh, I got to go get my nails done. Give up getting your nails done and go see about somebody else. All right, Sister Jackie, we're going to have to go now. Can you sing now?
Yeah, we are ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Jackie, come on out of
that
bathroom,
good
hide.
Go ahead, sing, Jackie.
It's
Jackie,
another
don't
Jackie.
Worry.
It's two Jackies.
Okay, go ahead, sing, baby.
Okay.
We gotta go.
It has been for the Lord on my side. Tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been? Oh, the Lord, on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be?
All right, give each other a hug for me.
That's a long number choir right there.
All right, I thank God for all of you. It's closing time, as I said. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love each of you, but guess what? Father God loves you more and more and more and more than I can ever love you. So give yourself a hug, and don't forget to praise the Lord. And I thank you, Pastor Huggins, for being on with us, and Jackie and everyone, Sister Vivian, Sister Karen. God bless you all.
Yeah, he got out of the
Bye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He like the old kid.